Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
This game with Klay Thompson.
I can never see myself, you know, not with those two guys. I understand this league changes and there's so many things that go into it and we're not going to play forever, but, you know, we've experienced so much together. And at the end of the day, like, again, I know they want to win. I know I want to win. And that's all I worry. That's all I'm worried about.
All right. So Steph wants to go down with a big three. How much does that matter?
Well, you did last night.
He's talking about moving forward for the rest of his career with Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. You guys okay with that? I mean, I know we took a ton of calls this year where there were a lot of fans who said, I just want to see these guys retire together. Just want to see these guys play together, even if maybe it doesn't mean championships. Well, then it's simple. Go re-sign Klay Thompson and see if you can tweak around the edges. But what do you think we're looking at, Gu?
Yesterday before the game, I was an advocate for running it back. But if my two wings, my young and upcoming wing and Andrew Wiggins, can't start together or play together, I don't know how you tweak that. Then, Steiny, I got to do something to put Steph Curry and this Warrior team in position to now make the playoffs but be a threat. The Spurs are going to be better. The Rockets are coming. Ja's coming back to Memphis. So if it's about emotion and you just want to have this thing ride out and them ride out and maybe not make the playoffs again, it's up to you. But as a fan, Steiner, you got to find something. And if that means maybe rolling the dice on Kuminga's future, then you do it. And Chris Mullin said something so profound yesterday, Steiner, and it's what we've been knowing. But he basically said your older guys are old and the younger guys aren't old enough. And there's a gap. And what do you do to bridge that gap? And who is that? What would Kuminga in a pick fetch you? What would Wiggins in a pick or somebody else in Moody fetch you? But I don't believe Steph Curry is so past his prime or he's the reason they lost. I'm not there yet. So how do you fix the edges or what's around them? And if you choose to do that, maybe it's uncomfortable. But to me, if I'm Joe Lacob,
those days are done for me. Those days are done.
So what would you do?
So I think it's one thing that 2 years ago they won a title. All right, they won a title 2 years ago. They came back last year, and they won 44 games. And whether it was financial or whether it was philosophical, they traded a 23-year-old player for a 38-year-old player.
Wow.
And they justified it by saying we had some money issues, fair, but we also believe this team can win a title still. All right? You went this year. You won essentially the same amount of games. And now, because of Steph Curry, you're thinking about moving your 21-year-old, Jonathan Kuminga, for clearly somebody who's going to be more established, yeah. 30 years old. That's where, and people sometimes say, Stein, you hate Kuminga. You don't like Kuminga. Disagree. I just don't think he's quite as ready as people think.
Right.
But I'm not moving Jonathan Kuminga for a 30-year-old. I just can't do it. I can't do it. You know, unless it's a certifiable 100% big boy, you're now going to move you moved a 23-year-old for a 38-year-old last year. Now you're going to move a 21-year-old for a 30-year-old this year. I would just be super under the guise of what? Again, like going for a grand slam in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. That's what I'm not necessarily on board with anymore for this team, because I think if you start doing that, you start setting yourself back on the back end in a big way.
Well, I hear you. Are you a proponent of saying, hey, we were over the 33 or 35 games, our record was this, let's run it back? Or are you saying,
because
they don't have the draft capital
but I'm not
get a big boy?
There is no running it back. Like, the you want to run it back, you know what you're going to get. I mean, for goodness sakes, you won 44 last year, 46 this year. So I think if you run it back, I think you should know what you're going to get. I don't know what to do, but I'll tell you what I'm not doing. Yeah. I'm not going to move Kuminga for a player that I don't think there's a player you get in here where you say, now we're back in title contention. I don't see it. I don't see that move out there. So
I brought this name up to Butch last night, marketing, and I don't even
okay.
Like, but just a player. Let's forget his contract stuff.
No, I would not trade Kuminga for Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, wow, man.
I just wouldn't. Because it's not going to cost. It's going to cost you more than Kuminga, I'll bet you. But
well, I agree there.
I mean,
then are you telling Warrior fans, Donnie, I'm just asking.
But here's the thing. Lauri Markkanen's under contract. All right, he's under contract next year. He plays for the Utah Jazz. So, I mean, you're not just going to get players for nothing. This is the end of a dynasty. It's not going to be pretty for the most part, I don't think, unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat, and that's hard to do in the NBA. Jason's in San Jose. What's up, Jason? What's going on, man?
So, thank you for taking my call. First off, hats off to the Warriors organization. They've pulled off something that we never would have thought that we would be able to do. They took a team that was slower, shorter, older, and had a higher IQ and built a dynasty off of it. They built a dynasty off of shooting and ball movement, right? And they got great defense. That business model, we're here in Silicon Valley with all these business models. That business model is not working anymore. Why isn't it working anymore? Because the rest of the league got more shooting. Some of the rest of the league started ball moving. And all we did was get older, slower, and shorter. That's what Steiny just said. Last season, we got older, shorter, and slower. And so that business model is over. And the problem we have is we're in a nostalgia tour with Steph Curry. All these other teams that are ahead of us have a guy on that team where they can say, go get me a bucket. Go get me a bucket. We don't have anybody that we can say that with since Durant left. When Durant was here, you remember all of the big three sitting on the sidelines for the entire fourth quarter resting because they blew people out so bad that they could rest. Now they are exhausted. They are playing the whole game, given everything that they have, and there's not enough left. That business model is broken, and I don't know what to do because Steph Curry relies on that business model of ball movement and player movement to get his job done. And I don't know if you're going to keep Steph Curry, which you have to do because he's a star and he sells everything that you need to sell if you're an organization, but he's not a bucket anymore. I don't know if he ever was a bucket. And you see, if you put somebody taller and quicker on Steph Curry at his age, he's got a long night. And that's not something you want to build your organization around. So So I love your comments. Steiny, I'm sorry you've been screaming this for a while. I saw the championship we won last made people lose the reality because the business model was already failing, right? We got lucky to get everything go right for us the year that we won the championship, and now we're facing the reality. And I'm actually glad we lost as bad as we did because it makes people face the reality that they wouldn't have faced if we had gotten to the playoffs and lost in the series. That's it.
Appreciate it, Jason. I don't know about if Steph were never a bucket.
No,
I
mean, no, come on now.
There's a fair question to be to be asked about whether he can be the best player on a championship team anymore. I think that's a fair question. And as long as we continue to talk about the Warriors as a championship type of team, then I think that's a fair question. But I don't know what the answer is to that anymore. Was Steph Curry,
he had three dudes guarding him last night.
How often this year was he the best player on the floor last night? And why was Steph Curry able to be guarded more effectively than De'Aaron Fox? And the answer might just be because one's 12 years younger. It might just be that. So, like, Steph's next year going to turn 37. He doesn't get to go back to 34. The biggest chat, like, to me, we can talk about Clay. We can talk about Wiggins, Kuminga. To me, the biggest challenge the Warriors are going to have is over the next 2 years, as Steph declines, as marginally as he may decline, how do you get better with Steph turning 37 and then 38? And it has nothing to do with the fact that you're hating on a guy because he's declining. It's a practical issue now. How do the Warriors get better if after that second half of the season by Steph Curry? Is it possible that they get three new players around him and then he gets better next year? I guess that's possible.
Or the youngsters take a step.
Okay.
But the business model of, again, I'm not singling out Draymond, Steiny. Now that we're talking about the back nine for Curry and he needs help more now than he ever has, it's more imperative now in regard to want to have somebody that can score from the four or five position. But guess what? They don't. They're married to Draymond. Okay, now I'm not sitting here talking about Steph like he's an antique. He's not. It's just I keep going, and I know you're going to say, oh, forget what was in the Wiseman draft, but you came up with you struck out there, and that's why that draft, when it happened, maybe you would have a player that would be ready to contribute. And you missed on that, and all that's coming downhill now, man. And I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga or Pods or TJD are going to be superstars, because that's what it's going to take for you to get back to prominence.
That wasn't what people were singing when Kuminga was getting 23 a night against teams earlier in the year. It was not what we were saying. We were saying Kuminga's the second best player on the team. The future of the Warriors.
So my number one, me if you disagree, my number one motive, if I'm Joe Lacob, is not 5 years from now. It is how do I get Steph Curry better help?
I'm out on that.
Okay.
I can't.
But you're not saying I'm wrong. You disagree, but that could be the way they go.
It depends. I need to see the deal.
Right.
But I'm not I don't know how Joe Lacob feels, but I think he probably feels somewhat like this. I'm not doing this if we're not a championship team. I'm just not. I can't.
As opposed to
I'm
what,
get,
Steiny?
I'm going to get, as opposed to?
Running it back then.
Okay.
That's and your the point. Message there is
there are There are no right answers. Oh, wow. There are no fixes. They are at the end of a dynasty. Period.
When you
You've
say
got
it that
two
way,
choices.
I feel that.
You can try to, see, to me, that's the Chris Paul move. They acquired Chris Paul for one more shot at it. They re-signed Draymond Green for one more shot at it. Mm-hmm. They re-signed Wiggins and Poole 2 years ago in the wake of a title. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 2 years later. Go ahead and go down that road again. Bring Klay Thompson back for $25 million and re-sign Kuminga for $35 million. If that's truly the way you feel, but I don't know that gets it done. But I don't think I'm I don't think I'm trading for a guy and including draft picks from 2026 when we haven't made the playoffs three times in 5 years. See, that's the other thing. Like, wow, people don't want it. Like, I'm like, again, it's hard to do it in this town. It's hard to do it in this town, but it wasn't long ago where a convention, as long as you have Steph, you got action. As long as you have Steph, you're in the title hunt. Okay, well, they haven't made the playoffs in 3 of 5 years. So Steph, in and of himself, by himself, does not guarantee anything. You have to decide whether you can put pieces around him good enough at this point.
And one of the pieces got punched in the face, and he was a laughing stock. And the Warriors now, after the dust has settled to me, because I never liked the trade, but you trade for a guy who couldn't, on the most important night of the season, be available, and we laugh at Jordan Poole, but the rat's on the table, Steiny. The bottom line is the Warriors are in no position offensively to say we're better without Jordan Poole. Now, I know all kind of stuff went into him getting traded, but man, oh man, that was a guy on a night could get you 18 or 16 points, but look around now. You know, look around now. We can sit here collectively and say, oh, we couldn't use Jordan Poole.
Well,
I'm just saying, Steiny.
And I'm just saying, so today, of all the days.
No, I've been consistent saying that.
You said, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
If your mind goes where it goes.
Yeah, I'm letting it all out.
Right, okay, so.
Because they were wrong.
In an hour and 20 minutes, you brought up Wiseman and LaMelo Ball and Poole and Wiggins.
Because it's all
Chris
relative.
I don't necessarily think those are drastic reasons why they're here. You're omitting the fact that their core is older. Like, that to me, whether Wiseman's here or not, he's a role player. Chris Paul, role player, sixth man. But, I mean, you're not wrong. They got rid of two guys who are young who won't be here when they're 25. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.